Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, it is a Falcons game day. Feels like the Falcons haven't played in a long time with an early morning London game and then a bye week last week. Feels like it's been quite a while before we've seen the Falcons actually on the football field. But, of course, as we do every Tuesday and Friday, we get a chance to hang out with Dr. Rush himself. Chuck Smith joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Follow Chuck on Twitter at ChuckSmithNFL. And, Chuck, you know, the Falcons have won two of their last three. Feels like they've got some things that they're starting to figure out. When you get a bye this early in the season, when you're still trying to figure some things out, is that a good thing, a bad thing? Where do you fall on a team trying to figure things out, then throw a bye in the middle of all of it?
I don't know. It's good to be here with you, Mike. And to answer your question, it's a good thing. Because when you look at some of the things that the Falcons have been talking about they need to work on, pass rush lanes, everybody just doing what they're supposed to do, I think the Falcons feel good. Because when you think about it, the Falcons are in the mix and should be excited about having this opportunity. Think about it. The Falcons, Eagles, Niners, Washington, Seattle, they have two wins. Only the Vikings, Bears, Saints, and Panthers with three wins. The Cardinals, Pats, Cowboys, I think the Bucks and Rams have five plus. Listen, the Falcons are in the mix. Think about the Washington game. That's a game the Falcons clearly should have won.
Right.
So when you go into a bye week and seeing what happened before you, man, the Falcons, I think the bye week's great, and I think it's going to help them down the stretch.
That's Big Chuck Smith, Joe, from the Bomb Squad, talking about this week with the Falcons and the Dolphins. And, Chuck, we spoke with Omar Kelly, who covers the Dolphins down in South Florida. They're not really doing anything particularly great on defense. I was looking at the stats earlier. They are 22nd versus the run, 29th versus the pass. They're averaging about as many sacks a game as we are. Supposed to have a young, really good secondary. I mean, what do you see when you look at Miami?
Thing I see is they're terrible on run defense. They're, what, 31st in the league. And when you think about this team, this is a team last year coming in and out, they thinking they're going to have Tua. He's going to be throwing the rock. Jalen Waddle, they think he's going to be catching big passes. And they think this offensive line that they've been trying to get fixed for like a decade was going to be better. But they're worse. And, looking at some of the moves that Brian Flores has made, what, two offensive coordinators. He's fired multiple deep offensive line coaches. I think he's had, what, four D-line coaches or something like that in the last 3 years. So when you look at what they should have been, I mean, everything says they're trending down right now, man. They're actually terrible.
Chuck, no Dante Fowler. We got the word that he's going to be out for this particular game. How do the Falcons manage to get a pass rush against a couple of quarterbacks, that they've given up some sacks in Miami this year?
First, listen, Miami, they're feeling themselves right now. They didn't give any sacks up last week versus the Jaguars. But when you look at this offensive line and you look at this defensive line, I mean, they haven't lived up to expectations. So, in my opinion, guys, I mean, the Falcons, with Fowler being down, this gives an opportunity for Mariner. This gives an opportunity for Ogundeji. If I said that right, I did. But the point being, I call him Big A. Yep, I call him Big A. Recently met this cat, so – the point being, with Fowler out, guys, it's an opportunity. And what happens in situations like this, this is a team that's starving for pass rush. So really, Dante Fowler being out, in my opinion, kind of hurts him, because I would like to see one of these other guys step up, and now we got a better storyline of some guys who can rush. Fowler's had his opportunity, guys. Let's just be honest about the situation. Yep. We've given him, you know, a lot of opportunities. So with him down, it's an opportunity. And I fully expect these edge rushers to step up and have good games.
That's the thing. It's a big Chuck Smith joining us here, guys. As we're looking at this defensive line, it's been, like, some of its parts against Washington. And, Chuck, I don't know how much it means because, you know, like, Giants used to use, like, that NASCAR package. A few weeks ago, we've gone out with Marlon Davidson banged up or Tyler Davidson was out or, you know, even dudes like, you know, Tuohy Mariner, which isn't exactly, you know, big names for some of the fans. But how important is it to have all your guys in that rotation to stay fresh on defense?
That's a good question because – in the new NFL, everybody, look, there are a lot of snaps. The offenses are getting more plays than they ever have. So having a great rotation is huge. That's why when you look at some of the guys that have been down that should have developed, you look at it from a rotational standpoint, and that's big. You want to keep guys coming in and out. And with the Falcons having that bye week, hopefully the guys that were down are ready. Hopefully the guys that are fresh are even fresher. But you got to have a rotation, and I don't know about no NASCAR package right now. We got a package, but it ain't quite NASCAR yet.
More like Busch Series?
It ain't NASCAR yet.
All right.
Yeah, it ain't NASCAR yet. I know you're a big NASCAR guy, but it ain't NASCAR yet. But it is a work in progress. It won't get fixed this year, but we'll see what we got, and it'll start this weekend in Miami.
Every Tuesday and Friday, Chuck Smith joins us here to get ready for Falcons football. And, of course, on Fridays, you know what we do. It's a big on big. All right, Chuck, Dolphins, Falcons,
you
what
ready?
You got for us this week, man?
Bring it.
O-line bigs versus the Dolphins, D-line bigs. Listen, number one, I want to see a lot of Mike Davis and Cordell Patterson get it going. This defensive line struggles versus the run. There's some great matchups that this Falcons team has versus this Miami Dolphins defense. First, I think it's going to start off with one thing you got to do. You got to stop Emmanuel Agba. Double-digit sacker last year. Let me tell you what's going to be much watch TV. Mike, I've been talking about right now Jake Matthews. From day one, I said he's been having, you know, a hell of a season. And he's starting to get it. People are starting to give him his roses, man, or his flowers, right? They're starting to say, you know what? He's been on a really good job. So I really like that matchup. It's going to be must-see. But the interesting part is going to be Caleb McGarry, if he's ready to go. Is it going to be Drew Dahlman? And he'll get a chance to see Agba. But let me tell you who the sleeper is, guys. Watch out for Jalen Phillips, the rookie first-round pick out of Miami. He's been nicked up. He's been hit or miss. I think he has 1.5 sacks, but he has great potential. If Dalman's up and McGarry's down, that's going to be a push. Now, I don't know who I like in that one, but I'm leaning a little bit towards the rookie because I haven't been really as impressed when I got to see Dalman. But the point being, Dalman has an opportunity, okay? So now let's go big in the inside. Let's go. Falcons interior O-line, Lindstrom, Hennessy, and Mayfield, they got a nice battle. Former Clemson Tiger, listen, I like Christian Wilkins. He's their best run defender. He's big. He's tough. And he gets a tiny bit of pressure, a tiny bit. You know? So you'll see Raekwon Davis, Bama kid, he's still raw. And you also see John Jenkins, OG, you know, run stuffer out of UGA. So it's going to be really interesting, man. I really like this matchup with the Falcons offensive line bigs versus the Dolphins. The Dolphins have been struggling. Stop Emmanuel Agba. Run the ball interior. I think the Falcons will be okay. Now, let's go on the other side, guys. The Falcon defensive bigs versus Miami. We just talked about. They didn't give up a sack last week. But the quarterback still got his head beat in, okay? So let's call it. They're all excited. But think about this now. This is crazy. People wonder why Tua is struggling. Listen, two OCs with no experience? Listen, and we've complained about OCs in Atlanta here for the last decade. Can you imagine if we had two OCs right now, Mike, here, and what you would be saying?
I know, right? Well, they had Chan Gailey's playbook last year, which book for millennials is a large book. So yeah, man, I guess he did throw for a ton of yards last week in London, but there were still throws he didn't make, including a bad pick. So, and then Chuck, how much does the Deshaun Watson rumors come into play here? I heard Waddle say, look, they're focusing on what they focus on inside that locker room, but you know, they can't be ignoring all this talk about the owner interested in Deshaun Watson too.
News, you know what they say in the locker room? Man, where Deshaun at? Where Deshaun at, man? We want Deshaun Watson. Come on, man. That's like literally, I mean, he does come with a lot of baggage, and I don't, you know, I mean, that's just part of it. But this is the NFL. People are willing to do whatever it takes to win, particularly when you look at Flores. And I mean, his job is on the line. Come on now. This has been a downer for them. And but look, part of the problem is, look, they've the last five, you know, they've used five draft picks over the past couple of years trying to fix. I mean, let's be real. A disaster of an offensive line is still a work in progress. And I got a big board, y'all. So, look, every year I got a big board of the top 50 players at each position. And on my big board, I cannot find one Miami offensive lineman on it, and it's 50 of them. So that says a lot to me, and as I'm evaluating, and they're not, and it's not even close. So when you're looking at some of the guys like center Greg Manx, I mean, he's the weak link. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get my two defensive tackles lined up in B-gap and get Grady Jarrett on him. And listen, Grady should eat this week. Grady's super motivated. He's ready to roll, and I'm expecting him to clean his plate. That's how the D-linemen say. The young boys say, hey, I'm going to clean my plate. You know what I'm saying? So look at that, guys. And let me tell you, they got the rookie. This is a great matchup for us right here, man, the Liam Eichenberg. He's slow. He has limited movement, big, really a big stiffy out of Notre Dame, but he's young. And to me, I can't wait to see Mariner and Ogundeci get against this cat in the battle. Because I'm telling you, I really like Big A. I really like him. I like Mariner. And I'm just saying, I'm excited about that. Now, one of the things where I think we have a huge matchup, in my opinion, I haven't had a chance to say these guys' names enough, the Falcons' interior run defense, Tyler Davidson, Jonathan Bullard, versus guards, versus the Miami guards, Austin Jackson, Robert Hunt, they have to be stout and shut down the run. I mean, this is one to watch, in my opinion. So those are the big on bigs on both sides. The Falcons do have an advantage, but I'm a believer in this, John, Mike. When you play at home, you just play a little better. You know, and it's just one of those things. You want the Falcons, I'd like to see them come out swinging. Jump on the fence fast, because I found this interesting stat that in the first quarter, this Miami Dolphins offense has outscored opponents 41-26, and they're one of the highest in the NFL. Falcons come out quick, throw some hands on them. Matter of fact, just body them like the Atlanta Hawks did the Dallas Mavericks last night. How about that? Right. They start out and just body them.
Right. Hey, man, we're in the bottom third running the football, but the Dolphins are the absolute worst team as far as yards per game and rushing, Chuck. So that means we should be able to eat, right?
We'll be able to eat. But you know what's funny? It's a little misconceiving. Even though our number doesn't say, and usually your number is, people like coaches that coaches speak say, well, your number is who you are. Right. But the Falcons have had success in moments when they need to have it running the ball. So you go back, go in the meeting rooms, fix what ain't happening. I really believe in Mike Davis now. I'm telling you, I think if the holes are open, Mike Davis is going to hit it. I like Cordell Patterson mixing in there, doing some of the wide sweeps and continue to maybe throwing the reverse in there. I think the Falcons run, the offense is going to get better, and I think this is the perfect defense to get it going.
Well, it's a chance to get everything cranked up and going. You get a week off, and keep the winning train going here. Chuck, always appreciate it, buddy. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us, and let's get a victory on Sunday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.